Imagine if those countries now also had our faith. Because our faith is meant to be an advantage, not an anchor. But the teaching that has gone across in a couple of places, I'm not saying everywhere, right? Because there are some religious institutions that are doing well, right? But unfortunately, the majority of teachings that have gone across Africa is that just pray. That's why our crusades are full, but business conferences and wealth conferences are empty. As long as Africa has more attendance in religious conferences than they do in conferences that help you build wealth or change your mind, Africa is always going to be poor. Now, am I saying that going for prayer conferences and going to church and all these kind of things are bad? No. Those things are to edify you spiritually. But wealth is not made in the spiritual. We are here on earth. You have to do some things. You can access wisdom from the spiritual, but you still have to do some things. And even studying the Bible myself, I realized that everyone that was wealthy did something in the Bible. So where have we gotten this teaching from? And unfortunately, some of these teachings only make the people teaching them wealthy, not the people listening to them. So how? That's the biggest lie that I see.
How do you reverse that?
How do you reverse that? It's a generational thing. It can't be done. It can't be fully done even in our generation because it's an indoctrination that has happened. You and I were talking earlier, and I said, when the children of Israel were freed from Egypt, they left Egypt physically, not mentally. Which is why anything that happened, any small challenge they faced, they said, Moses, you should have left us in Egypt where we had food and this. They couldn't even believe for food. They couldn't even have faith for anything. They had not gone. That's why God was like, you know what? Let all of them of this generation die. Let us raise a new generation that has not known slavery. Right? Because it's easier to indoctrinate someone afresh than to remove someone's mindset and put a new mindset inside. What you've known your whole life. It's difficult. So it's not something that is not a... It has to be a plan. Every country that you see that is successful, they've had 40-year, 50-year plan. So we might start something in our generation, but we have to hand it over to the next generation. You understand? So that is what I will say. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. We are generations far away from where we need to. Maybe two or three generations of consistent indoctrination. We might be able to undo what has been done to us. Because how old are African countries? Maybe 60, 65? I don't know if any country is up to 70. I mean, in terms of from living colonization, right? So, and colonization is slavery, right? So the people that, we need a new generation of people that were not slaves or have nothing to do with slavery and belief that they can do it. And a generation is typically 40 years, give or take. So probably our generation, our children's generation, and the generation after, the work will almost be complete.
Let me stop you here for a minute. We are on a journey of changing the minds and the lives of people. So if you haven't subscribed and become part of the family, please hit the subscribe button and turn on the notification. Thank you. Now let's carry on with the conversation.
The young people almost think that they can't make it in Africa. They have to travel abroad. What's your view on that?
Still the same thing we're talking about. Someone has sold them that dream that white is better than black. The media has sold us the dream that white is better than black because the media majorly conjures. There are 7 mountains of influence, right? There's politics, there's religion, there's business, there's entertainment and arts, there's sports. No, I think there's entertainment, then there's fashion and arts, there's sports. And there's education. The major weapons of indoctrination is media, arts and crafts, media, entertainment. Those are the mountains. Now, those mountains or those industries have been used to sell us a dream that if you need to get better, white is the place to. And by white, I mean foreign. When our parents were young, all they heard was, go to school, just go abroad and things will be better. So the mindset is at all costs to succeed. The only path is abroad, is what has been sold. So we've been sold a thinking pattern that the only path to success is abroad, which is why a lot of people think that no matter what it takes, once I get my feet offshore, it's success.
Does it happen? Do they see it?
The truth is that in everything, there are some things that succeed, there are some things that don't. Now, if the only things you hear about are the people that succeed, you are also just going to think that success at all costs. But it's not the truth.
Yeah, a lot of people who have left the shores of Africa and are suffering abroad. But a lot of them, shame might not really allow them to tell people that we're suffering here. And that's also the African pride speaking. That, hey, I'm any foreign currency. You are not. We are living like a pauper out there. That's the narrative that has been sold to a lot of our youth. So, now here's the caveat. Because I, personally, am a man of faith. I believe everybody's path is different. There are some people whom I have had to go abroad to succeed. And there are some who would have to stay here to succeed. It's where God leads you. But don't go because other people are going. Because even in the Bible, God told Abraham, leave where you are to a land I will show you. God told Isaac, do not leave where you are. Because Isaac wanted to leave and he said, nope, stay in the land. And he succeeded in that land. Jacob had to go to Egypt to go and get food for his family. 3 different generations, 3 different paths. Now, the reason why Isaac wanted to leave to Egypt is because he saw his father leaving to Egypt.
Mm.
But God told him, your father left, but you stay. Do you understand? So Africa, succeeding in Africa might not be for everyone. Succeeding abroad might not be for everyone. I will not say go abroad or stay in Africa. What I will say is there are opportunities in Africa.
People, if people don't have the exposure to see those opportunities,
yeah,
then what do they do?
That's why we that have the exposure, bring that exposure to Africans. Because for you that can't expose yourselves, there are people that have been exposed that bring that exposure back. A lot of the guys that build some of these startups that are unicorns today have gone outside the country, have learned how things have been done there, have brought that knowledge back, and have empowered people in this country, in this continent that have not even left the continent before. So it's moving brains, African brains from abroad that have become exposed and bringing them home. Not everybody can go abroad.
So you agree that most of the people who traveled abroad that came back to many West African countries, yeah, have become successful more than the people that stayed in the country?
More than people that stayed abroad?
No, more than people that have stayed in their countries and not traveled abroad. Do you agree that most of the people that have become very successful on many African lands have, yeah, traveled abroad?
Can't say most. I would say some people have gone abroad and come back and succeeded. Some people have also started in Africa and have also succeeded. Because we have to look at the statistics. But the truth about it is that going abroad and coming back, right, there is a higher tendency to succeed, right? Because you have more exposure. And more exposure comes with more enlightenment. And more enlightenment helps you to see more opportunities and a different way of doing things. This is why I always advise people, yes, even if you don't have money to travel outside the country, you can travel interstate. There's always a different way people are doing the things that you know, right? I always advise Africans, travel outside. If you can travel, don't always just go to London, to US. Travel within Africa. But yet again, the media has sold to us Africans that the best places to travel to for vacation. Look at it now. I was speaking to someone the other day, and I said, every 2 or 3 out of every Netflix movie you see is a movie about Paris, a movie about Milan, a movie about US, and maybe a vacation there. The countries are putting money into making movies that make people want to come. So when you hear the City of Love, what do you think? Paris. Who sold that narrative? Who told you that Paris is the City of Love? Who said it? They said it, and we believed it. If you want to go and eat spaghetti, if you want to go and see structures and everything, go to Italy, go to Rome, go to all those places. If you want to make money, anyone can become somebody. It's America, the land of the free. They sold it. What have we sold in our movies? Juju, which is jazz and fetish stuff. Poverty, one woman marrying a rich man. Corruption in government. Do we think that all those things that I mentioned are not prevalent in Western countries? They are there. I've been to Paris. I've been to Dubai. I've been to the US. Every one of those countries have slums. Every one of them have places that you would not want to go to. Every one of them have poor people, but they don't sell it in the media. And unfortunately, I told people, I said, physically, we were colonized by the British. I'm talking of West African countries. Mentally, we've been colonized by the US.
Huh.
So our way of living, our habits, our habits are done basis what the US does, not the British. The way we shop, the way we watch TV, the things we like, entertainment sector. You see a lot of our musicians now. What are they talking about? They're sagging that everybody is sagging their trousers now. Where did it come from? Is it the UK? Do they sag in UK? They dress like gentlemen in the UK. All the lewdness and all the nonsense that we do. Where did we get it from? All the reality TV show that we now have. The Big Brother show that we now have. Where did we get it from? So, the people that control the media that we watch is the US. And the US is never going to sell anything anti-US. Connected Minds Podcast.